Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer August Strindberg. Okay, August Strindberg. His dates are from 1849 to 1912. Now he was a Swedish playwright and novelist as well as an essayist. And he's regarded as a key figure in the naturalist literary movement that was ongoing in Europe at that time. Along with this, his name is prominent when we study expressionism or expressionist drama. Okay? And the works that he wrote, his works are renowned for their intense psychological as well as the controversial issues that he talks about. The themes of gender roles, the human condition in general, power dynamics in general. So from an exam point of view, just remember that when it comes to naturalism, there are two important plays that he has written. One is called The Father, okay, The Father, and the other is called Miss Julie. Okay, Miss Julie. They are considered as prime examples of naturalism. Okay? And what is naturalism? It's just a kind of realism in the sense that it only focuses on the negative aspects of realism. Okay? After that, later on in his career, he adopts a more expressionist form, especially in writing drama. Okay? There are a few important plays that he wrote. One is called A Dream Play. Okay? A Dream Play. And the other is called The Dance of Death. Okay? The Dance of Death. These are good examples of symbolic and expressionist dramas. Okay? And what is expressionism? See, in expressionism, the focus of the writing is on the inner experiences of the characters. So often such writing uses symbolism, exaggeration, okay, to convey the emotion of the character. And there is a total rejection of realism. Okay? It rejects realism in favor of dreamlike states because that is what helps it to focus on the subjective experiences of the main character. Okay? Now, let me read out how a famous critic describes the writing of August Strindberg. This critic says, quote, "The writings of August Strindberg combined psychology and naturalism. Okay? Combined psychology and naturalism in a new kind of European drama that evolved into expressionist drama. His chief works include The Father, Miss Julie, A Dream Play, and then The Ghost Sonata. Okay, The Ghost Sonata, S-O-N-A-T-A, okay, unquote. So just remember that when you are reading world literature, definitely go through the important works of August Strindberg, okay.